Gamerheads Podcast is part of the Little Fellow Media Podcast Network, sponsored by podcast host Budsprout, the easiest podcasting software for hosting, promoting, and tracking your podcast.
And welcome back to another episode of Gamerheads Reviews. And this week, I'm joined by Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for joining me. It's early on a Sunday morning.
It sure is.
You know,
I get 2 days off a week.
I know.
And I get to sleep in on one of them.
Well, sorry about that.
No, we're all good.
Welcome, listeners. Today, we'll be reviewing a game called The Alliance Alive, the HD Remastered Edition, which is coming out on, I think, Steam, PlayStation 4, and where I played it on the Switch. Hmm. So this is a game that's published by NIS America. And just give a little background of the game. So it's an RPG game, and I'll read the description, because I think this is actually kind of important to discussion of the game. So, an age of darkness has befallen the world. The dark current, a cataclysmic event caused by... Now, so this is right. Is it daemons or demons
emerging? Let's go with demons.
Okay, that's what I kept saying. Caused by the daemon's emergence has decimated the population and divided land into separate regions, leaving survivors to be subjugated by the demonic overlords. To reclaim their home and free their people, an unlikely fellowship of heroes band together to spark a fiery revolution, explore various realms, gain new skills in the heat of battle, and form alliances to stand against the demons. So, that gives you a little bit of the background. So like I said, it's an RPG game. It's coming out on October the 8th. So if you're listening to this now, it comes out on Tuesday. This released on Sunday the 6th. And so a few things about this game that I really, really like. So I'll start with a tip in the top. So the things I like about this game, it's so different than some of the other RPGs that you play. So where you learn different skills, this is kind of cool. When you use a weapon, your character will have like an awakening. They call it an awakening. And in this awakening, they learn like a new ability with their weapon that they're using. And then you can start using that new skill that you learned, which is cool. I like that a lot. I think that's kind of a cool way of like handling learning new skills in a game. The other thing that I really like about this game too is how you level up in this game. So if you continue to use the weapons, you'll like gain momentum, or I don't want to call it momentum, but you'll gain like levels for each of the weapons and the different skills that you're using for the weapons too. So like, did you have a question?
Okay. So when you're playing and you win rounds and stuff, your character doesn't level up. The weapon that they use levels up?
No. Well, so a little bit. So your character levels up with the weapons they're using. So I'll give you an example. So like I have one of my characters has a stone sword. So it's this huge sword. And she knows like two moves when she first has it. It's like just a regular like slash and a block. Those are like the two things that she knows how to use when she first picks up the sword. And then as she starts using it, she'll have all of a sudden, like you'll say like, okay, go and attack this, you know, this enemy, use a slash. And then it'll say awaken. And all of a sudden she'll do a different move. So she'll do like a double slash. And I'm like, well, that's cool. And now she learned this new move that's in your move list that you can use to attack.
Okay.
And so when you learn a new move though, it does cost, SP, which is like mana, right? So there's you have your health bar and then you have your SP points, and you use that. So you have so many SP points. So like, let's say it will cost her like 2 points to do the double slash. Okay. So every time that I use that, I start using my mana. So I have to kind of manage like what I'm going to be using, for my attacks. But the other nice thing that the other thing I really like about this game and about how to level up is that you have talents. So there's a whole like list of all these different weapons that you can assign talent points to, and you earn talent points through beating bad guys or beating enemies. Mm-hmm. And then you can spend those points by leveling up your skills. So for instance, they start as novice level, and novice level then will reduce any like thing that you use, any like weapon you use, by like maybe 1 or 2 points of the special points. So let's say that that's double slash costs 2 points, and my novice will reduce my overall cost for something to -1. So now it's only going to cost me 1 point to use that skill or that, okay, that attack. And then let's say I move it to the next level, and I don't remember the levels off the top of my head, but let's say it's master level, right? And so that will, like, anything that costs 3 points, or it will cost less, or 3 points less of what it would normally cost. So now it wouldn't cost me anything to use that skill. So it's kind of, that's such a cool, unique way of leveling up your characters. And you can put those points in any weapons that you want. So there's just, you can really customize your character in any way you want. It's really cool.
It definitely sounds different, Nate, on traditional. Is the gameplay itself like traditional turn-based RPG?
It is. So The game is traditional turn-based RPG. And it is, there's also some strategy RPG in it as well. So you have different formations for your characters, and depending on how you set them up, they'll give them special like bonuses. So like you might have one formation where your healer will have a +25 to support, and then the other two characters will have +25% to attack.
Okay.
So there is that strategy element to it as well. So you can change up your formations at any time during the battle. And then your character does level up too. So they don't call them like level 1 or level 2, level 3. It's just that they earn additional points to their different stats. So for instance, let's say I have my character and they'll just say, oh, this character now has, instead of 24 special points, they have 25 special points. So they added additional special points to their overall capacity for special points. Or they might add for hit points as well, right? So
gotcha.
And then every time that I use a skill for my weapon, so let's say I use my double slash a lot, then it'll say, oh, your double slash went from level 1 to level 2. So it gives me additional like ability to do more damage. So that's how you level up in the game. And it's awesome. That is like, I will say, like, that is what I love about this game, is that you can really customize your characters the way you want to play them. Not all characters can do magic, so that is one thing that you have to, like, you don't want to put points in a character that can't do magic, like a talent point. But I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure if you put talent points if they would start be able to use magic then. I'll have to check that out. That's one thing I didn't check. But I have kind of shied away from putting points into people that don't know magic, because it didn't make sense to me.
Right.
But it's a cool game. So that's one thing I like about the game. Another aspect I really like about this game is a story. So it starts off, I'm not going to go into too much, because I want people to explore the story themselves or experience the story themselves. But it starts off with your characters. You have these two characters that you start to come accustomed to, and they go on this adventure together. Because it's a dark time, right? So darkness has befallen the world, and they hear rumors that there's a world out there that has blue skies, and so they want to find this. And the opening, probably about half hour or so, maybe a little bit less, depending on how much you grind, is just all the prelude to the whole game. And something tragic happens, actually, in that first prelude. And I was actually taken aback by it. I was like, wow. That was really sad.
That was tragic.
So the writing is so good. And then you play another group of characters. So you'll start with one group of characters. You play through a little bit with them. And then you learn about two other characters. I'm not going to get into it. But you learn about two other characters. and their relationship, and just the writing is so good. It is. I actually found myself laughing at some of the parts with the character interaction, just how they interacted in their animations. It's a good game. It's really good. I like it a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there anything that didn't really resonate with you?
Yeah. So those are my tips and top. My flip and the flops. Some things that this is nitpicky, but the first thing that kind of stuck out to me was the artwork. So when I first started playing it, I was like, how could you call this a remaster? This looks like a PlayStation 3 game. And so the character designs themselves, they're kind of like chibi-esque, kind of. So they're like really small feet and really small hands, but kind of a big head. So it's kind of cute. I mean, actually, it grew on me. I did like the character designs after a while. But at first, I was just like, I'm not sure if I like this. And then the world that you interact with is kind of polygon, and it looks... I know they cleaned it up, but it still kind of looks a little, like, dirty. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So, like, you'll see, like, a bowl on a table, and there's supposed to be fruit in it or something. But, you know, it's just kind of washed out a little bit. It just looks weird, because the characters are kind of crisp and clean, and then the rest of the world is kind of muddled a little bit. It looks... It kind of turned me off a little bit to the game.
Gotcha. It was originally a 3DS game.
It was. Yeah, it was. And it actually came out in March of 2018. So it really hasn't been out that long. And it was published by Altus, I think, before.
Okay.
So that was one thing. But, you know, as I went on, I was like, this is actually not so bad. I actually, you know, it grew on me. The artwork grew on me. The other thing that I will say is that the outer world. So when you're traveling from place to place, it has like a top down outer world, kind of like, you know, like a Final Fantasy type esque game, right?
Okay.
And there's monsters running around the world, which I did like, that the fact that there's not just random chance encounters, that you can actually kind of control like what monsters you want to fight. Well, you don't know what monsters you're going to get, but you see like monsters roaming around, right?
Gotcha.
And so that's cool, but the outer world itself is a little sparse, I will say, from artwork perspective.
Okay.
I felt like they could have done a little bit more with that. It's not bad, but it's a little sparse. But other than that, I mean, that's very nitpicky. I mean, like I said,
if those are the only things that are wrong with it,
yeah,
those are good things to be wrong.
Yeah, one thing I mentioned on the podcast. And I'll say this here as well, is, you know, one complaint that people have with Octopath Traveler is that the characters don't interact with each other. It's just like
they're just there.
You're just there. And I mentioned this on the podcast, but I at first I was like, not a big deal. I don't really care. Like, sometimes that's how you play D&D, that your characters really don't know each other, but they're just venturing together because they're going to go get cash or whatever, right? Like, it's about fame and fortune, blah, 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 blah. But then I played this game, and I saw how having characters interact with each other is a good thing. and it really plays into the writing. And then at that point, I thought, yeah, actually, there is something to that. And I enjoyed my time more with The Alliance Alive than I did with Octopath Traveler. Because Octopath Traveler, it's a good game, don't get me wrong. And the graphics are amazing. And the music is outstanding. Good game. But the thing I didn't like about that game, it was a grind fest. And I like grinding in RPGs, yeah. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that, you know, you had four characters at one time, and there's different stories, right? So, like, if you wanted one character's story, you had to be at level 20. So you had to, like, work that character up to get to level 20 for chapter 2. But then that means, like, if you want chapter 2 for another character and you don't have them in a party, then you have to grind all them to get their levels up to level 20 to get to their chapter 2. And in this game, I never had that issue. I did run into, like, one boss where he gave me a hard time in the beginning. But it was a little bit of strategy, and I figured out how to beat him, and I beat him, and it was great. And I didn't feel like, I never felt like I was like just slogging along in the game and just saying, oh gosh, I wish that this would just be over with already. It's a good game. It's well written, and the leveling system is great. I really liked it a lot.
Nice. So for somebody like me that doesn't get into RPGs a whole lot, yeah. Is it a good entry level RPG? Or?
Yeah, I would say absolutely, because the fact that you don't have to know a lot about I have to pay attention to this leveling tree or.
Oh, good. So there's not a lot of micromanagement.
There's not a lot of micromanagement. I mean, you have the talent points.
Sold.
You could. I mean, you have the talent points that you can obviously put in your talents for your different skills. So that way your character will become a master. So he or she doesn't spend that much points on actually using some of the skills your attacks are you using. So there's that management, but it's not tedious. It's easy. I liked it a lot. I mean, and the fact that, you know, your character just levels up when they're using the weapon, or just that they get more hit points or more special points. And that's the other thing. There is equipment in this game. So, you know, your typical, you know, helmet, your shirts, you know, your shoes, your helm, your gloves. And then there's, you know, rare drops. And it's so cool when you get a rare drop. I don't know. I know it sounds weird, but this is just like an RPG, but it's like, oh, cool. That's a cool new thing I got. And you equip it. You're like, oh, this is so cool. This looks neat. I don't know. I like that about games. Like, that's why I love Diablo, because all the loot drops that you get in that game. It's a good game, Mike. And it's certainly a good game for entry level people are looking to get into an RPG.
Nice.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, so what'd you end up scoring it?
Yeah, I was going to say, my final score, I give it an A-.
Wow.
Yeah. I really liked the story. I really liked the way that you level up your character. I loved the awakening new skills for your character mid-battle. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention. There is also a limit break. I don't know what else to call that. But your character, they'll fill up a progress bar as they battle on. So it carries from battle to battle. And when that progress bar fills up, then they can do their special attack, which it's called Ignite, I think it's called. And your character glows, and then they can do their special attack with their weapon. But it destroys their weapon in the process of doing the special attack. So there is some strategy around that, too, which is cool. I thought that was neat. That's a neat thing to put in the game. The other thing that it does have, it has guilds too. I forgot to mention this. So you'll go around in the overworld and there'll be like these guild towers, and then you go in there and you can befriend those guilds, and then they will help you in your battles. So for instance, you might be fighting against this enemy, and all of a sudden it'll say like the blacksmith guild is standing by to assist. It'll just pop up and you're like, okay. And then all of a sudden this attack will just drop down on the enemies and cause like a firestorm, for instance, and it'll attack them. It's cool because as long as you're close to that tower and you went to visit that tower and became friends with the tower, they'll assist you in your attacking. It's cool. That's another neat thing in this game that I haven't seen in other games. I really like that. So yeah, A- for the game. I highly recommend it if you are a fan of RPGs. Or even if you're not and you want to get into an RPG, this is an easy entry level game, and the writing is good. The leveling system is great. I think you'd really like this game a lot.
Cool. I will definitely. You've piqued my interest.
Ooh. When I can pique Mike's interest, that's.
Yeah, that's right. My interest is very difficult to pique. It's almost unpeakable.
Says the guy that plays the $1.99 games on the Switch, right?
Yep. Well, you know, here's the thing: the cheap part of me,
yeah,
is easier to peak than the interested part of me.
That's funny. So, all right, listeners, thank you for joining us. If you want to hear more, you can always go out to our website. You can go to gamerheadspodcast.com, and you can see new podcast episodes, new reviews, new news articles we post there as well. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Buzzsprout, wherever you get your podcasts. We're also on Pandora now, Mike. Ooh. So if you are a Pandora listener, apparently desktop doesn't have podcasts on Pandora, but the app does. So you can download the app and listen to us on Pandora as well. All right. Thanks, Mike, for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
And thanks, listeners, and have a good day. See ya.
So long.